Earners, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors, and it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, the real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, that's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait, don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now. What do we think about the second half, right? We're already into the second half of the year. Mm-hmm. December will be here in no time. What are our thoughts about the second half of the year?
My favorite takeaway from every book that I've read, whether it's William O'Neill, Tony Robbins, Money Master the Game, Howard Marks, Warren Buffett, is in the end, everything is always going to be okay. I told a story before, but when Trump got elected, I was up trading all night, killed it. And I'm like, but Trump's president now. I called my dad. I was like, what do you think? He was like, run your race, continue to invest long term, continue to trade, don't change anything. No matter what happens in the market short term, if you are investing for the long term, it's like a 99.99999% chance that you'll win. And this is the truth. Invest in every asset class: real estate, crypto, stocks, B2B, business to government, healthcare, commercial real estate. If you hold anything for a 10-year period, you will have success. The second half of the year will be great. The companies that are doing well will continue to do well. The ones that are doing bad will continue to do bad. I know there was a rebalancing in the NASDAQ 100, but the companies, it's like the 80-20 rule, the 95-5 rule, like 5% of the companies are going to produce 95% of the gains, and 20% of the people that work with you are going to produce 80% of the effort. Like, some of these axioms are so tried and true, but I think when you're on Instagram and on these media properties that are failing in real time, they're trying to get you to feel like everything is the end of the world. Like, take Robert Kiyosaki. Robert Kiyosaki has probably one of the most profitable and known books on investing ever, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. If you go look at his tweets, you would think that the end of the world is coming as much as he claims that the world is going to end. When? If you look through any period over a 10-year period, I talked about this last year at InvestFest, any decade, if you held for a decade and bought the top two, you were fine.
Robert Kiyosaki, he's weird. Great book. He's a bozo.
That's what happened when you choose sensationalism over the truth. But it's true.
That is true.
Part of the bozo economy.
It is what it is. Yeah. great book.
Shout out. Yeah, now it's a great book.
It's like, okay, the stock market is going to crash, but buy silver coins. From where I'm from, if you're walking around with a bag of silver coins,
that was That was definitely in 2005 and 6 because we used there, right? Did you go to that conference when he's talking about, yo, you got to buy nickel. You got to buy nickel. It's the next thing. The economy's going to crash.
Them boys from Gary pull that nickel out on you and make you give up all them coins. Okay, you carry a bag of nickels in a Nike bag if you want to. When they pull out that Under Armour bag with them sticks on them, boy, look at this. You're like, dang, where you get that from? boy got an AR-19. Jesus Christ. Oh, could be, but everyone wants another sensational hit. I hate to tell you guys this. Most people in media are not as successful and making as much money as you think. Quick question, quiz time for everyone in chat. Who are the top five people that run BlackRock and Vanguard? Jeopardy music. Most people don't even know who Larry Fink is. Larry Fink is probably one of the most powerful men in the history of American finance. But they want to talk about Kodak Black and if he is a sellout for getting $2 million from him. Kudos to WAC for setting that up. I'm not in street politics. I get it. But our top five conversations should not be over street politics and top five lists and not know who these people are who are running our lives. Most people want to be a YouTube star and don't even know who the fucking CEO of YouTube and Google is. How?
Fact.
But what do I know?
What do you know?
Nope.
What do you know? The Bozo Economy. I'm getting shirts. I'm getting shirts made. Bozo Economy.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about Tesla, shall we?
Yes.
This company generated nearly $25 billion in sales last quarter. What do you think of the performance of the stock? And since they have been downgraded, do you still believe in the company?
Yeah, I believe in the company. We talked about it before, but them lowering their prices definitely impacted their margins. And while you lowering margins and trying to pull off Hyperloop, SpaceX, changing the Twitter logo, battling with Elon, he has to make some corrective decisions. I think Tesla's still a power player. Will always, like, they have gotten that preeminent position in an EV space to make people want to invest in EV and drive the car. I think he needs to fix the margin issues, but Tesla's going to be fine. Like, it may be a short-term downgrade, but if they find a way to get those margins back up or get the pricing back up, great. They've been delivering on the car sales dramatically. That's great. If he puts his truck out and it's finally produced, that can give an edge. I'm hearing some rumors of like a cyber dirt bike being available for kids. That could be interesting. I think they need like their version of the iPod. They need like a mass hit with good margins to help secure them. But I think I've said it before, if he gets focusing and quit focusing on this X app and turning Twitter into WeChat of the United States and just integrated that all into Tesla, the stock will probably be at 500 or 600. I think he's just spread a little bit too thin. But Tesla's an amazing company.
When we watched the earnings, I believe it was last Wednesday, that was one of those questions, and maybe you can give some insight to it. Did we think, I mean, we saw it, the run-up into Wednesday with Tesla just going crazy. The report, the earnings came in, the stock went down the next day. You think it was because of the margins, or did people taking profit have a bigger contribution to watching the stock go down a little bit?
I think it's a combination of both. So, like, when the margins are thin, there's no upside. Like, even if the run-up on NVIDIA has been a little bit too much and the P/E ratio is a little bit too wide, the margins are good. So, with Tesla, there's no reason for it to push to 300. And I know everyone wants to, a lot of times, make an issue over pricing. But if you are only netting 9% or 12%, and oftentimes, like, when you have, and we've seen this in the luxury market with LVMH and everything that they have acquired, a lot of times, if you put something on sale for a low price, most people aren't coming back to buy that thing or good after they have more money. That's why I think it's a mistake for most people to price, to run their business based off price. And I get flack for it all the time. Like, oh, you charge too much for it. I have somebody up 790% since 2018. I know some hedge funds that have not been up 700% in a decade. So they have to fix the margin issue. And then it'll give it more room to run. But I think investors on the institutional side want to see a more professional CEO. Or if you're going to be erratic, your numbers have to be blockbuster. So he has to pick a side. He got to get out all the videos dancing because Mark Zuckerberg will beat your ass. Well, boy, in shape. When I saw him in the ring with Izzy, you said what?
Nah, finish what you about to say.
Yeah, like when I saw him working out with Izzy, I'm like, he'll give you the beats right now.
Beats by Dre.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.